When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street. Joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
You know, I still live with my mom outside the city, down that street about half a mile. And all my friends tell me I'm so pretty, but I'd be a whole lot prettier if I smiled once in a while. So I've been kind of thinking about that.
Yeah, well, you would be a lot prettier if you smiled every once in a while, Tommy. Why don't you ever smile? You're always snarling. Tommy's little snarlings. We have a big guest here today. We've got Patrick Hasty on the show. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
It's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. How's life? How's California?
Oh, it's all going to shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, no. No, things are good. I'm driving down to San Diego as soon as we're done with this show to perform at the Grand Comedy Club in Escondido. So if you happen to be in the area,
yeah, I'll be there.
I'm in San Diego right now. Hell yeah, dude. A friend of the show, Luke Mones, may or may not be doing a guest spot on Saturday.
Ooh.
So
is that up to you? And you are?
Yeah, I haven't decided how I feel yet. I have good Luke days and bad Luke days.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
Sometimes you want more less. Move on.
Before we get into the artist of the day, we have some big news on the Patreon front. We finally did it, and by we, I mean I made a Discord. So if you're on the Patreon, you have direct access to chat with, so far, just me. Tommy has yet to join the Discord.
I sent you the invite.
I sent you the link, you dumbass. Wait, maybe I didn't. I could swear I did.
I thought you sent me a screenshot, which I tried to click on for hours.
Oh, yeah. Tommy thinks his computer is a touch screen.
Yeah. Sometimes I see him just playing with the others. Though. I saw him one time with a brick. He just kept touching it. I was like, buddy, that's a brick. It's red. It's got a hole in it, dude.
Okay.
Now I'm drowning slowly.
Discord gate is over. I found the link in my...
Well, you certainly did send it to me as well. I'll come clean. I'll do a no-tap apology about it.
Look, so many people are on the Discord. We've been chatting. We've been making funny. We've been roasting your ass. I said, hopefully soon we can convince Tommy to get off of his high horse and join. And that got a 100 react from someone, but I can't figure out how to read who's reacting to stuff.
I think that means 100 people reacting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true.
That's what I thought. I was like, you fuckers got 100 already in there? That's amazing.
No, the Discord is popping, though. It's a good time.
Good.
I'm going to try to stay active on there. So get on the Patreon. Right now, we've got it at any level. You can be on the Discord. I like it like that.
I like it like that.
I also want to do a music league, and I was thinking about it. I think we got to do a higher tier, maybe a $6. Maybe we'll do that on the $6 tier, because if we have 120 people do the music league, I can't listen to 120 songs every fucking week. But if it's like 10, it's cool. So get over there. We're going to start that up soon. But yeah, that's the homework of the week. What's new with you, Mac Man?
I am currently signing up for Discord.
I knew if I told you we were talking about you over there.
That's what's happening right now. I can give you an up to the minute update. Well, before we get too far, I did want to plug the album of our friend Patrick Hasty coming out.
Yes.
1 month and 6 days from today, I believe.
Yeah, sure. But, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
July 20th, guys. I have a comedy album.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited. I just actually got like the hard copies. They just were delivered like 5 minutes before this. And they're CDs, which is funny because like awesome. I forgot how small they are. I don't know why I thought it was going to be huge, but I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is like nothing. Why? I don't know who's going to want this thing.
These vinyls are busted.
Yeah. I'm just going to Photoshop them all bigger in all the pictures, you know. But yeah, I'm excited.
That's,
it's an album.
That's
it's
great,
called
man.
"I Will Fight All of You." So look for that. It's pre-order now.
That is a great album title and very exciting stuff. Patrick's a very funny man. Excited to see it.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a New York story I wanted to tell, and I fully forgot it because I've been traveling so much. And then I got to spend a week in New York with my friend Tommy, who refused to smile the entire week. But no, it was a great little trip. Got to see the boys. Got to party hard, and fully blanked on whatever story I was going to tell about New York, but that is fine.
We did. We had a great time. Went to a Yankees game.
Oh, yeah. Love the Yankees game, man. It's
that
a good
place
time.
Sucks. I really do not like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's not a good
stadium. City Field's much better.
Yeah, totally.
Prefer City Field. The Mets refuse to play while I'm in town. It's kind of fucked up.
Well, sometimes when they are on the field, they're not playing either, so that's pretty cool.
That's, you know? Don't go there.
I decided I was a huge Mets fan like last year. Fucking stupid. I hadn't liked baseball since I was a kid. Now I'm like, I got bought a Daryl Strawberry jersey. Like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, you fucked it, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see all of the games last year when the Cubs were in town.
Yeah.
And the Cubs were very bad last year, and the Mets were supposed to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
And the Cubs swept the Mets, and I was like, this is not good.
And it was very important games for them, too.
Yeah. I was not important games for the Cubs.
I was at most of those games, too, and... Just because my friend Gideon, he loves the Cubs, and so I think it's very fun to go and root real hard against them. Sure. And then he has a kid now, so I just buy, every time we're at a game, I just come back from the stands with like a new Mets hat or jersey foam finger for him. So I'm just like indoctrinating him to hate the Cubs. It's pretty fun.
Oh, my Lord. Patrick, before we move forward, everyone get excited. Pre-order that album. Recently, I did my work. I hosted a live event for your work.
Yeah.
Tell me I did a good job.
You did a great job, Big Doug. First off, so that thing you guys do is fantastic. My work loves it. We've done it three times now. I'd say this one was the best. Now, I don't mean that, nothing, no slam against anybody else. The previous two times, though, were both hosted by a cohort, Sam Evans.
Yes,
and
So it was really bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good, but my whole office thought Sam was AI. They thought he was like a digital figure.
He does kind of look like Haley Joel Osment.
The whole time.
Or no, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, and after the first time we did it, I told everyone, I was like, no, that's like a real guy with like blood and thoughts and stuff. But then some people didn't get that message. So after this one, Tommy, I got two messages that was like, how come this time it was a real person?
Like, yeah, clearly
they could tell with all the flaws.
Yeah.
Why is the AI hungover?
Yeah. It was real fun.
Oh, my Lord. We should get in. I'm going to say something right off the bat. I love your topic. You picked Sean Mullins.
I did.
Yeah.
Your first time you did the show, you did Fun, which Fun.
That's right.
Antonoff's been more in the news with each passing month since you left. This one is, I would say, less relevant, but that's what we like.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Man, to pick to do this show.
Almost un-Googleable.
To do this show, it's so hard because, like, I want to come in with someone that's fun to talk about. Also want to come with someone I love or music I genuinely love. But I also don't want to be too, like, on the nose. Like, I thought real hard about Belle and Sebastian. But then I was trying to take it. I was like, is that too twee? Is that too approved by the music snobs, you know?
Sure.
So I went with this. It is
tricky. I think I think in the first like 3 years of the podcast, we probably would have said probably Too Beloved, and now it's all off the rails.
Yeah, fuck. There's only so many goddamn bands.
Yeah, we could talk about anything now. It's all we've done our due diligence. Yeah. We've done our service.
Sure,
we were in the mud. Since we brought up Belle and Sebastian, that I am like Judy and I dream of horses. If I didn't say that, it would be all over the Patreon Discord, which I am.
Oh, the Discord is blowing up as we speak. Yeah, that's right. I should just have a live feed. They can only hear my side.
So good.
Pay extra to hear all three mics.
The last time I was on, though, I do remember something that's very funny. I think about this all the time because the band The Front Bottoms had just put out an album. And at the time, Tommy, you did not like it, but you liked that band.
I love the band.
And I also love the band, but I loved that album. And I think I made a pretty hard case that, like, this is probably going to go down as their best album. And now it's been, like, 5 years. I fucking hate that album. I don't think it holds up at all. I don't know what, like, weird groove I was in that week where I was like, this is the kind of music I love, because I don't like it.
Hey, so good for you, man. It's hard to do that when an album first comes out. I almost always go the other. It takes me a minute for almost anything to grow on me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's an interesting development.
Thank you. I'm glad I got that out there.
Hey, we need people to have hard opinions, and then we bring them back 3 years.
Got you
later.
Journalism. Hey, so you said you loved Woody Allen. What of it? It's like, well, I didn't even say that on the show.
2 months ago.
Hey, Woody Allen did save a man's life. I don't
know. That's true. He's all good.
What do you do? You give him a clarinet?
he gave someone the Heimlich maneuver, and they had an article about it in the New York Post.
God bless him, you know? Everybody can change.
I wonder if he paid to have that article put out.
He's got a robust PR team behind him.
Still hate the Woodman, huh?
Yeah.
He calls himself the Woodman.
He dyes his hair. All of a sudden, his hair's dyed, like, really, really dark brown again. He's, like, young. He's like, hey, guys! He starts talking like that.
Heimlich is a perfect word to do in a Woody Allen voice. I gave him the Heimlich.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that is true. He should make a movie where he does that.
It's not the first time, too, because I actually heard some stories about him. He used to give his kids the Heimlich, too, but maybe that was something. Okay.
Patrick, behave,
sorry, guys.
Sir.
Sorry, guys.
You are incorrigible.
I'm sucking down a coffee over here, you know?
So Sean Mullins.
Sean Mullins, guys.
I had not thought about in a long time. I only know Lullaby, which I got viscerally upset finding out today that it is not called Rockabye.
Sure.
Which would make way more sense.
Yeah. I read some fun facts about Lullaby that made me laugh. It is the only song that is interesting that you gave us. But it is. So we're going to blow through this episode. Zero comments from the listeners. No one. Oh wait, that's not true. We got one. But no, we should talk about Lullaby right off the bat because I'm assuming people at home may not know who Sean Mullins is. I had to listen to this song to remember, and I was like immediately taken back.
Yeah.
To 1998. Rather, it was a different time.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton was still in the White House getting his willy sucked off.
Yeah, Bush was president. Fucking Clinton.
Clinton's in the White House. Bush is president.
Reagan's running this country into the dirt. Yeah, see, I love this album when it came out. I was like, that same thing, though. These songs take me back to sitting on a beanbag chair playing NBA Jam and just screaming these at the top of my lungs. The whole album. Like, everybody, that's the thing. I got a lot of thoughts on these guys. I think your Discord's really going to have to reevaluate and go back and re-listen. But yeah, it was definitely a time, and Lullaby was definitely like the hit, but boy, well, what a catalog among this for this fella.
I mean, like I said, I only know Lullaby, but I'm going to play some of it right now. You guys at home will know it immediately. Here is Lullaby.
Children of the stars. Dennis Hopper, Bob Seger, and Sonny and Cher. But she feels safe now in this bar on Fairfax. And from the stage I can tell that she can't let go and she can't relax. And just before she hangs her head to cry, I sing to her a lullaby. I sing, everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye. Everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye.
All right, that is Lullaby, not Rockabye. Interesting song. I remember loving it when I was younger. Yeah, it's a very fun listen. It's I really loved it when I was a boy. I still, it was very nostalgic to hear it again.
But, can I say real quick the magic of the podcast? You played that for us, but I couldn't hear it because Zoom just knocks out. It was terrifying.
Yeah, every week we deal with this, but no. Problem. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I apologize that it's terrifying.
It just sounds weird. All I heard was vocals. I just heard his warbly vocals, like he was reading a suicide note or something.
Well, to be fair, he does most of it is that. Him just talking.
It's I love this song. This song was like the hit or whatever, but like. Yeah. He even acknowledges that, like, he didn't mean to. He had, like, four albums out before this, and he didn't try to write, like, a hit. It just happened. Yeah. He was just living his life, and that's why, like, the other songs, the albums are just, like, it's just, like, singer-songwriter stuff.
Yeah.
He just screwed up, and I saw him in concert once where he talked about it on stage. He's like, God, I wish I didn't have to play this one, but if I didn't, I don't think they'd pay me, so here we go.
Yeah. I kind of hate when musicians do that, where it's like, just play the fucking song, man. Nah. That's why people are here. You know,
I like it because I like it when I'm a real fan, you know, because then I'm knows. He knows the shit I get for being on his team, you know?
Yeah. But the thing is, the song is good. Like, you made a catchy song. Yeah. Clearly, you put it on an album. You did like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hit. But I read about the song, and it's very interesting. The song is loosely based on a true story. That he met a woman approached Mullins in 1997 after his gig at the Los Angeles restaurant/bar that's on, I think it is on Fairfax. Can anybody guess what that bar is? I'm gonna give you a big hint.
Would we know the bar?
Yes. You, Tommy, I think you've done a show there. Patrick, I'm not sure if you have, but I have done a show there.
Oh. It's not the Virgil, is it?
No, it's not the Virgil. It is also a restaurant. So
UCB Sunset?
Part.
Is that what you're talking about?
No. It's a music venue,
just a straight up bar?
It is a bar. There's a venue. When you walk into the bar and you turn right, there's a small room that is a venue.
Is it Little Joy or whatever?
That is close, but that is not it. I know. No, this is more restaurant than bar.
Huh.
I'm going to give it. But it is a bar. I'm excited to hear.
It is Genghis Cohen, Blair and Greta show was. Still a venue. There's still shows there. I met up with friend of the show Char there a few months ago. It's a great place.
I like that place. I like that you can kind of get away when you're, like, the room is nice enough, but you can just go in the bar and be your own person if you want.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. And the food is good. The drinks are good. It's a cool spot. But he tells the story that he meets this girl at Genghis Cohen. They have a few drinks. And she proceeded to tell him, wait, what's going on over there? Oh yeah, Timbo, I'll tell Patrick this.
Hey, buddy. Do you edit this thing, can I ask?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's too time consuming for me to edit a bunch
of it. I hear that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a busy man. We don't make a lot of money to do this show. It's not enough for how much fucking work I do for it, but, that's why you guys got to get on that Patreon, Discord, baby.
Pay it up.
Anyways, he says she kind of blew my mind with her crazy childhood and teenage years. It was really cool. He added there were certain details like Sonny and Cher and Bob Seger, things in it that were real, but there's also certain things about her character in the song that aren't really like her. The person in the song took a sadder turn. The actual girl really had her act together, and she was very smiley. Her smile was incredible. It's like fully the opposite of what he says. He's like, no, she was just a rich girl who was very happy.
Yeah, that's good. I like that, though, because, you know, like, you, it's like kind of like, you know, when M. Night Shyamalan made that, the beach, what if a beach made you old? He's like, what if this smiley girl wasn't? And then he just made the song, you know?
and then he just did it.
Yeah.
It's also, I'm kind of happy that she wasn't sad, because it would be weird if you were just sitting in a bar and next to you, a guy is like talking to a girl, and just before she hangs her head to cry, he starts singing a lullaby. Brother, I'm just trying to have a beer here. Yeah. Why are you singing to this woman?
But it's good. It's hard to talk about it, but it's good. Like, the rest of it's good. If you listen to like that whole like John Prine and like Ellis Paul, any of that like singer songwriter. Sean Mullins in some of his albums dips into more like almost like bluesy shit that I'm not really as into, but like the lyrics are there, the vocals are there, the music's there for me. I just think it's weird that, not weird, but like this is the one, this is like not alike the most of his stuff, but still a really good tune. And also weird fun fact that I have on Sean Mullins. I'm sure you guys have had old Shalewa Sharp on this show.
Yeah, I love Shalewa.
Sean and Shalewa went to high school together.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing.
Or at least they went to the, I think maybe Shalewa was like coming into high school when he was graduating or something. But yeah, I mentioned it to her once, and that's all I think about. You know?
That's amazing. The other fact about his high school is that one of the Indigo girls went there.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Shalewa Sharp. She's secretly an Indigo girl.
Yeah.
I don't know why she's doing stand-up. You're an Indigo girl.
Hey, it's nice to have a second act, you know?
Sure, nice to have a day job.
Yeah. I think this song, like, this album, especially, like, this Soulscore album, it just, like, taught me, I think it formed my brain so much at a time when like nothing else was doing that, really. Like, I don't think I had, my parents didn't give a shit or anything, and so I listened to this album that's full of stories of like going out and traveling, and like the one of the songs I sent is like Twin Rocks, Oregon, and it's all about like being on the road and like listening to like having a conversation with a person you're never going to see again and being like, yeah, well, I got nothing, and the guy's like, yeah, but you're happy, and you're like, oh shit, kinda, yeah. Yeah. And I think like that informed so much my life. Like, sometimes I think back of like, what if I would have bought like Eagle Eye Cherry's CD that day instead? You know,
I did buy Eagle Eye Cherry.
Yeah,
looking how fucked up my life is.
Yeah, man. But like,
this
could've
been you.
Yeah.
I do love, like, and Tommy talks about this all the time, that feeling of being on the road and you meet somebody you're never gonna speak to again because you picked them up as a hitchhiker and. Nobody's ever going to see them again.
No. You're going to bury them.
No, not after what you do.
Also, I love your story about the lullaby, about how like it was based off a real person. Because you know, at some point, she was like listening to the radio, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And she'd been to his show, so she was like, I know who this guy is. She's like, what the fuck? I'm not sad.
You fucking
weirdo.
Yeah.
You're sad.
Oh, what a fun one.
Let's go ahead and listen to the, mentioned it, but Twin Rocks, Oregon. Yeah, I think it goes well with this song, and it leads to another song fact about the last song that I want to mention. So here is some of Twin Rocks, Oregon.
I met him on the cliffs of Twin Rocks, Oregon. He was sitting on his bedroll looking just like Richard Brautigan. I thought he was an old man. White man 37. He said he'd been riding trains for 15 years and drawing portraits to keep his belly full of beer. And it looked to me like he died and missed the plane to heaven. But he's a nice old guy for a younger man. He had a bottle of Mad Dog he held in his hand and waved around a lot to make his point. And I listened as he told his tales of wine and women and county jails. And we finished off that bottle and smoked to have a joint. And he said, I came here to watch the sun disappear into the ocean. 'Cause it's been years since I smelled the salty sea. He turned his bottle up and down. I saw him lost and I saw him found.
All right. That is some of Twin Rocks, Oregon. Listening to that again, I liked it more than I liked the first time. Yeah, yeah. It's a, I'm also realizing I couldn't hear, the way I was listening to it, I couldn't hear the melody that well.
Yeah.
So I was just hearing him talk and I was like, it kind of reminds me... Do you know Sun Kill Moon?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of that, but with a little poppier and a little happier. And it is also true that I don't really like Sun Kill Moon. There's like one song that I really like that he has about death, about Ben Gibbard, and everything else he made I've tried to listen to. And then I think he got canceled. So I was like, yeah, it's probably good that I didn't get go to.
I did, before I did this one, I Googled it. I was like, Sean Mullen's canceled? We just want to make sure nothing,
I did that too.
Nothing happened recently, you know?
No, there was only one controversy that came up for him about some sort of like dispute he had with a co-songwriter, but he seems to be pretty clean.
Yeah,
he does
and
have
he's...
three marriages, three divorces.
Yeah, he's three for three.
He
everything ain't gonna be all right.
No, no, no. Wait, oh damn it! I was just say alibi, and then I realized I meant alimony.
Yeah,
that would be good.
He wrote a lot of, he does a lot of political stuff, like kind of like in that like almost like Dylan folksy pop, you know, leftist
but like
stuff.
Better.
Yeah, I like it better. You know, I'm more of a Mullins guy. Whenever Dylan comes up,
people always argue: is it Mullins or is it is it Dylan? It's really tough.
Yeah, he has a song all about that woman that the like Atlanta police murdered when they broke into the wrong place, and that song became like a kind of a staple of that moment. Like it wasn't a hit; they didn't play it on the radio. But like,
which side was he on? No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh no. No, I gotta listen to that. I did not know that he was a political guy.
He's got that. He's got like it's one of those things because like you know like when you're a kid, I had this album and that was all I fucking knew about him. I couldn't find anything else, and so I listened to this album like crazy. And then once like you know we started getting like Spotify or whatever YouTube, you could find everything. And so I kind of that's when I found out he had like 12 albums, and I'm like, what? I'm not gonna listen to all that. And so I've ducked in and out over the years, and. I mean, I'm on board with all of it. It's all something I would like. And it's like also a through line, I think, because I found this probably before I found like Bright Eyes and stuff. But it's all that same singer-songwriter, really like warbly lyrics and voice, you know, with some interesting little guitar. And so to me, it makes sense.
I don't know why it reminds me like of a time that that musically it's like in the same realm to me as... like Delamitri or something, where it's like, where I was like listening to this type of shit, and I was like, this is what music is going to be like forever.
Yeah. Corner Shop is really in that for me. The, like that era, that late, like if it was on pop up video, I'm like, it's stuck in my head. So I'm still listening to it.
The song fact that I was going to read, real fast, by the way, Tommy, was Tim okay?
There's some drama going on at work right now. That's why I'm kind of
Oh shit.
Are you at work right now? Are you in the middle of a game show?
I'm hosting right now.
Yeah.
But I think it's all gonna be fine. That's why I'm looking at my phone every once in a while.
I see.
Sure it's all working.
I just thought you were catching up on the Discord.
The Discord. He did message in the Discord. I just saw.
Doing a podcast right now, so boring.
Guest sucks.
I kind of think the vibes are off. I feel like I wasn't batting until that coffee started hitting. So that's why when I asked you if you edit, I was like, because I think we can start some of this shit over.
No.
Hey, how's it going?
It's been great.
I'm kidding.
Well, we can start with the part where I wrongly said Breonna Taylor when you were talking about a 2006 murder.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even hear you say that.
Yeah, no one did, dude.
Well, now I emphasized it.
Yeah, bring it back. That's for sure.
Because I did not. Yeah, I was like, that's. No, okay. Well,
Kentucky, and
won't be editing, but but we will.
We are off the rails. Right. I like this though because it makes me feel alive.
Hey, everybody's a little distracted. I am under the gun to get to San Diego. But no, and I'm dealing with now I've created this Discord and I can't, the heat's too hot.
It's so Discord as well.
Yeah, that's right. No, the song fact that I was going to read was about how he writes his stuff, and this is about Lullaby, but it also mentions the rest of the album. Lullaby is filled with imperfections, words that don't really rhyme, which is part of its charm. He says the whole album was written from journal entries that I would do on the road. So after that night, the lyric was pretty much done. I never edited it back then at all.
Yeah.
That's always wild to me. He just wrote that, and then you're like, yeah, this doesn't rhyme at all. You're just like, yep, I'm just going to read soothingly.
Yeah.
It works, baby.
I also think that's part of the thing of how he had already been like a traveling like troubadour style for so long when that hit came. Because he's like, I'm just trying to make another CD that I can sell at the next show, you know? Like, that's all he's doing. So why would you work? You're not trying to work so hard on it, you know? Especially if you found your kind of groove a little bit and your vibe. Lazy. Yeah. I like that. In that song, there's it's that good. Line that's like, I don't think I'll be making it big. It's hard to get rich off a tour of coffee house gigs. And, like, I love how when I was a kid I heard that line. It was like, oh, that's weird. And now that I'm that, I'm like, huh. Okay, well, I used to be the little boy listening, and now I'm the old man that's like, you know.
Yeah, you're the mad dog, man.
Yeah, I'm chugging in Mad Dog 2020s with him. Hey, buddy, you got weed? I got rolling papers.
Are you doing much road stuff these days, Patty?
I went out and did a bunch of, when I recorded my album, I went out and did like all the cities to like me, and that was really fun. Because I hadn't gone out really since the world shut down, the pandemic era. And that was a blast. And then I recorded my album in Detroit, really happy with it. And then I came back and I'm doing Edinburgh in August.
Hey.
So I immediately switched into like writing that show, which has been exciting. But it's like, I don't think I've ever, because I've never done that. And I thought I'd be good at it. And I don't think I am now.
Right. I mean, it seems like a pain in the ass, but it looks so fun.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to do it someday. But the whole idea of, one, performing every day for a month seems a little exhausting to me. And then also the flying and shit for your own shows.
Yeah. It's all a nightmare, but I wanted to do it, so I did it. Yeah. And I'm stupid. But one thing that's funny, though, is it's making stand-up like more desirable. Like a five-minute spot on a weird show or a 10-minute spot on a weird show is so fun because I'm like, so much I'm just like trying to write this other thing that doesn't have a lot of laughs yet that's still working. So to just go do stand-up, the thing that I got good at for a decade, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
like, it feels real good. And then my goal is to get the other thing to feel real good, like the show, the Edinburgh show, to feel real good.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. Congrats.
Thanks.
Good luck with that. And this has nothing to do with what I think your Edinburgh show is going to be like, but let's listen to Beautiful Wreck next. Here's some Beautiful Wreck. That's some of Beautiful Wreck.
That was his like special hit. Like he got a second hit. He never thought he would. It's like 10 years after Lullaby.
Mm-hmm.
This, and I think
that's 2006. It's from the album Ninth Ward Pickin' Parlor.
Mm-hmm. And it was like it charted and everything like that way. Like when I saw him at that concert, it was funny hearing him talk just to be like, I can't. He's like, I never expected it would happen again. And yeah. he had some stat of like, if you turns out if you write 5,000 songs or something, two of them will pop. Like,
I mean, that's not necessarily true, but I, because I'm at like 10,000 right now.
Yeah.
I still can't get any of them to pop. Nah, most of them are parodies.
Yeah.
Of parodies, and so that they were already funny, and I'm kind of just like making fun of them. But
sure.
But my songs are less funny, and so
yeah. Has anybody gone the other way? Like, there's a Gangster's Paradise, all right, and then there's mm-hmm. Amish Paradise. Has anybody gone back and done like? I don't know, like Police Paradise. You know what I mean? Like gone back and done another serious one.
Yeah.
Because if not, that's something that we could talk about.
It's a good mm-hmm. lane. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to live in it, but it's not a successful road, brother. I tried to take Weird Al's "Eat It" and turn it into "Beat It," and it's about. Whacking off.
Yeah,
but
that's cool.
Turns out that it's just the norm. But it's not funny at all. It makes
you cry.
Sex
addiction and how porn is rotting our minds and stuff.
The problem is people love it. I do it and people are crying their eyes out. And I'm like, no, it's supposed to be funny, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
it
fucking sucks.
I put out this How to Save a Life by The Fray Woody Allen remix. And,
yeah.
Just kind of goes through how he saved a life.
Sure.
It's really sad and not doing well.
And a lot, and this is how I fucked up. I took your song and I tried to make a parody called How to Sue My Wife. And it is not doing well. And it makes people sad.
Yeah, and it's confusing because your wife's name is Sue. So then everyone's like, is this like another play on word?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I don't know, Tommy, your song kind of is hitting though, because at our bodega on the corner, they got one of those, like, there's this old Italian guy there, and they always are playing it, but they sing it how to shave some ice. So it sounds like it's popping, you know?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I just want to inspire good. People.
Yeah. And someday you will. all right. That was you pretty much gave all the song facts about that. Good stuff. I did want to point out that he was when I was looking up Sean Mullen shit, he was featured in more music and films and television than I had expected. You guys want to take a guess? Okay. Do you know the TV show?
I do know the TV show, yes.
Do I know the TV show?
Yeah, do you know the TV show?
Let's see if you can guess it.
I'll give you a small hint here, which is that he originally submitted his song to be the theme song to this sitcom,
yeah.
And then it was not used for that, but it was used in season one.
Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to answer now? Is this
go for it.
Scrubs.
You got it, baby.
Which makes sense when you look at the music that's in that show.
Yeah.
Sean Mullen's tracks on that, you know?
Absolutely. Delamitri, Colin Hay.
Yeah.
You're going to get
Yeah, there's not a lot of...
How to Save a Life.
The Fray, Oh, famously, Man, I loved that episode when I was a young man.
Yeah.
I need to give that show a rewatch, and I'll probably hate it.
I don't think you should.
It's fun to just let it live in my memory, you know?
Yeah. I should leave it alone. I don't think Turk and JD's relationship will ring true to me anymore.
Yeah, well, but luckily you can see it still going in commercials with John Travolta.
I know, I hate that commercial.
So strange.
The problem, man. If not that, you know, I know that it's not fair to artists and stuff, but Zach Braff really could have done us a big favor by just shutting the fuck up and getting off of our screens for a while.
Starting to listen.
Yeah.
Yes. I loved him so much, and then the more I see him, I'm like, all right, man, chill.
I sent him a message in the MySpace days.
Wow.
I sent two. This is fun. I sent two messages. One was to my wife when she was just some lady at our college. Then we got married years later. And then one was Zach Braff. He never fucking replied. So.
Man, imagine if you flip those around.
I know. I'm married to Zach. Me
Your
and him and Flo. We're going on threesome dates. It'd be great.
Is he dating Flo?
He was for a long time. Florence Pugh. Sorry, I call her Flo.
Flo from the
That's who I was thinking of. Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Either way, he's killing it. I forgot that he was dating Florence Pugh. That's right.
Yeah, he's got that Wilmer Valderrama disease where he only dates women that are like 21, you know?
Yeah, that disease.
Yeah, if he dates somebody older than that, he dies.
That's a good movie premise.
Yeah, right. I'm not like a Arrested Development. I don't want to die.
Yeah. He gets broken up with, he immediately has to get on Tinder and sets his age.
Yeah.
No.
What's that movie with Statham that's like that? Where his heart can't go under.
Oh yeah, Crank. Is that Crank? Yeah.
That's it.
That's fun.
I need to watch that. I bet I would like that. Okay, there was another movie that it was another TV show his song Shimmer was included on the soundtrack for this teen drama that was it's a TV show, but it ran for several years. And you're going to want to pace yourself before you answer this.
Okay, yeah, sure. Dawson's,
what do you think? Yeah, you
Dawson's
got it.
Crank.
Yeah.
I assumed it had to be that because of the era, you know?
Sure, okay.
You know? Dawson's Crank.
They had a lady named Joey. That blew my mind.
I know. I was like, she looks like a woman.
Yeah. Boy, that...
That ain't no Joey.
That taught my crotch a lesson, that's for sure. The theme song to Dawson's Creek? I Don't Want to Wait or whatever.
Yeah.
By Paula Cole. Mm-hmm. The album, the single, like if you bought the single of that when it came out, the other song on that single is called Hitler's Brother.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've never listened to it.
What the fuck?
I only know that because there's like a meme on Twitter today that's like, okay, search your tweets for Hitler. And I tweeted about that like in 2012.
That's incredible.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
That would be like if Sean Mullins put out a single for Lullaby and the other side was like 9/11 was good.
Yeah, 9/11 was a cool thing.
On that note, we got one more song to play here.
I feel like I should have picked something more fun. You know,
this is fun. I'm having
a great
time.
Oh, thank you. Okay, cool. Go good.
Yeah.
Just something we could all sing along and, you know, really have a real roundabout time.
Yeah, you could have done that, but
you
did this, does suck. But,
I thought about doing another. This is what my favorite thing is: all the options I had. I thought about doing the U2 album that everybody got shoved on their iPhones.
We actually did that already.
Oh, did you?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because I
Brent Terhune did that, right?
Oh fuck!
Because I never had iPhones, so I had to buy that album. I fucking love it. I think it's really good.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and I still really like it.
You should have bought an iPhone to get it.
Oh, I should have. Damn it.
I should have made it to where you had to buy an iPhone in order to get it.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Let's
play the song.
To the Ballad of Billy Joe McKay.
My name's Billy Joe McKay. Just turned 16 yesterday. I'm gonna get the nerve one day to get out of here. When my mom passed on 3 years ago. She said it was cancer and it took her slow. Ever since then I've been saying no to my daddy and my tears.
Now you shouldn't have picked something fun. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
I didn't envision listening.
I think we heard enough of it.
Yeah,
good,
it's a sad one.
It did crack me up that it's like, this is the Ballad of Billy Joe McKay, and then the first line, I'm Billy Joe McKay.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
Gets right to it.
Whoa, the stars are in this song.
Yeah. I also always like the when
you
singer song, Jason Isbell does this a lot, where they write a song where they're just a different guy, and you're like, what?
You're not. You're Jason Isbell.
And yeah, and then sometimes they write a song that's really heartfelt about like their daughter or something. And I'm like, come on, man, pick you fake, you real. Let me know, you know.
Unrelated. New Jason Isbell album. Very
great.
Good.
So good.
I'm gonna listen to that on
we
my
agree
way to
on
San
this
Diego.
One, Pat.
Yeah, I could have picked Jason Isbell today. Damn it. One thing too that always bothered me about this album, maybe you guys have experienced this too. There's a song in this album called Patrick's Song.
Oh, yeah. I was just mentioning. It's wild that you didn't pick that one.
Well, that's because it's a fucking real sad song. And not that these ones were bangers or anything, but like it's about a friend of his from middle school who died. And it's the whole song is about him. And I remember being like in middle school. I was like, this is relatable. I was like going to my buddy Nick. I'm like, if I die, play this one at my funeral. And he's like, I don't think I'm going to make that decision.
This is a layup, buddy.
That is the playlist. Let me see if we got, I know we got one comment on the Facebook, so, but let me see if we got any on the Patreon where your thoughts are guaranteed to be read as long as you get them in time. I don't think we did. I think people were too excited about the Discord to play our little games today. But on Facebook, let me see what we got. Oh, I wanted to mention somebody, wrote in because they missed, Jared, and they were like, why don't we hear from Jared anymore? The problem is he's very busy these days. Also, a lot of the artists, I don't think he has known recently. If he does, when I post about it, he's like, hey, I got something, but he's coaching like two baseball teams for his kids and stuff. He's doing a bunch of, him and Dana opened a bookstore in Bloomington, Caveat Emptor. They took it over. I don't know if they changed the name, but, go over there if you happen to be in aka Bloomington. Alex Brady writes, Anchored in You goes way harder than it should.
Yeah.
So, sometimes us dreamers do just get in the way. I'm assuming it would be funny if that had nothing to do with the song.
Yeah.
Sometimes those dreamers get in the way. What?
That's a fact, Alex. Great point. I should have made it myself.
Unfortunately, it's too late.
So you guys don't fucking like this stuff?
No. The more I listen to it, I enjoyed it. I don't see myself ever listening to it again, and I am pissed off that I wish that there was a button I think that actually there is, but on my Spotify, where I could be like, hey, this is for the podcast. Stop recommending me music like this.
Yeah.
No, I'm fucking with you. I really liked three of the four songs.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not in love with them, but Lullaby did. I'm a sucker for it. I thought it was really good.
I think it stands the test of time.
I agree.
The greatest test of all.
That's true. Well, have you taken the LSAT?
I did twice.
Oh shit, man! The crossword fucking loves the LSAT.
Oh,
that's a guess.
So I didn't take the LSAT. So I thought you were going to comment on the crossword that's in the LSATs, and I was like, whoa, that thing's crazy.
Yeah, they make you do a crossword. It's actually super easy to
do. Monday. It's
yeah, right. It's like test to get into college had a word find. I was like, this rocks.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, community college is awesome, man. I think I've noticed through this episode, because I was trying, like, you know, I'm really trying to pick the band that I think is going to be fun, and I want to do something heartfelt. I love music. And now I'm thinking, I think the best way to get into Sean Mullins is to do it when you're in seventh grade and playing a lot of NBA Jam, and then just listen to it casually over the next 20 years. Because it's hard. Apparently, it's hard to just jump right in.
Jumping right in is tough.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of talky. But it's, hey, I don't hate that style. I, in fact, enjoy it at times. But, yeah, I didn't hate this. I was reading. You were right to pick Sean Mullins. There is hatred for the song Lullaby. A lot of people saying it's the worst song they've ever heard. I was looking it up to see if people hated it, and there was a lot of like Reddit threads where it's like, this is the worst song of all time. And I disagree. I think there are much worse songs.
I think at the time it was really like one hit wondery. People didn't like it. Like, we liked it because we were kids and it was on the radio. You don't know any better. Yeah. But I mean,
what's on the radio when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I liked everything. I was
too.
Man, music rules.
Commercials? This is
sick. Yeah.
This is lit. This is so litty.
Yeah. I do. Like, some of my favorite songs when I was 12 were like Omaha car commercials, you know? Baxter, It Just Doesn't Get Any Better. I was like, yeah, play it again. That's
of
a good
course,
song.
That 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, give me a car, bitch. I'm a kid. I'm going to blow out of this one horse town.
Oh, that's the other theme of that album is all about getting out. Mm-hmm. That Soul's Core. And as a kid growing up on a farm in the middle of nowhere, man, I was looking for that everywhere. Luckily, about a year later, rap metal started. So I got, you know, a little more oomph.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I feel like we've given Sean Mullins his due.
Did you say Mullins?
Wait, what's his name again?
Mullins is not a name.
No, that's hilarious.
I don't know why.
He could make Mullins.
Remember that basketball player, Chris Mullin? He was great.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of Chris Mullins while we were doing this. I forgot his name was not
Sean.
You listen
to the music pissed off, like, when's he going to dunk?
Shoot a three, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying, I think we've given Sean Mullins enough respect
Stop
for one
saying
thing.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm going back. I'm going to re-edit it.
I'm thinking of Boobie Miles and Friday Night Lights. He's from Mullins, right? Yeah. Mullins.
What's Sean Mullins going to do?
Play football. All right, that's Sean Mullins. It's time for us to rate the playlist. I feel like you gave a good wrap up there on your thoughts, and I think you made some great points today. I'm going to go with a solid 3.9 out of 6. I thought it was a great playlist for what it was. I don't find myself going back to this. It did make me want to listen to that Sun Kill Moon song, which I'm going to do shortly. And maybe some Delamitri. Look around your world, pretty baby. Tommy, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm in the same wheelhouse. I think if he called it Rockabye instead of Lullaby, it's a
sure.
6 out of 6. But
oh, yeah.
I will go with the 4 out of 6.
Wow, a whole 2 points.
He loses 2 points.
Yeah.
So he fucked me on that.
And Patrick, you get to give the playlist a rating as well out of
well,
6.
Yeah, I'm going to go 6 out of 6. I think these Beautiful. Are all 4. Parts of my life have been built off of some of these lyrics. So, yeah, I really liked it. I almost didn't put Lullaby on it, though, just so you know.
No,
but I was like, that's going to be too
to.
Fucked up.
That would have been fucked if you didn't.
Yeah,
I was happy when I was looking through it that you put that on there.
If I put Shimmer on it, you guys would be like, oh, I guess I thought of the wrong guy, you know?
Well, if you put on Shimmer, it would make me want to hear the Coldplay song Shiver.
Me too.
It'd make me think of Fuel's song Shimmer, which was far better
oh,
at the
yeah.
same time.
Oh, great song.
I did like that Fuel song.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
a
good
Fuel
song.
Sometime.
Oh
yeah.
I could have done Fuel today, god damn it. Scrap
hey,
this fucker. I'll
Patrick,
call you guys tomorrow.
Next time you come on, you're doing Fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, my band would cover that Fuel song all the time because people loved it.
Hemorrhage in My Hands? Or
No. Shimmer, Shimmer.
Oh, Shimmer.
Because it kind of went out of people's heads, so it was just like a fun song like in 2001 to throw back to.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You got to do it. We're doing that next time.
Pretty
I love it.
With myself right that down. I named both the songs I named were Fuel songs because
that is impressive.
Like, oh,
that's a band that I could not. If you were like name one Fuel song,
yeah.
I would have nothing for you.
Ballad of Billy Joe McKay. No, that's not him.
No, that's not him.
They do have a song
that's,
called
of course Sean Miller.
Fuel has a song called Jesus or a Gun, and when they used to play the video on MTV, they would bleep they'd bleep Gun. They'd say, who's your saving one, Jesus or a...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, what are we doing?
Dude, he used to suck so much.
Fucking Columbine wrecked us.
And on that note, we should wrap this up. Patrick, give us the plugs one more time before we end this charade of a podcast.
You can find me at PatrickHasey.com, at Patrick Hasey on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. My album, I Will Fight All of You, is out July 20th everywhere. You can go pre-order it right now. It's very good. It's a lot better than I feel like the energy I brought to this special.
You were great today.
No. I feel like it was good, but I was. I thought you guys were really going to get into Sean Mullins with me. We were really going to bond, have some hard
time. I had a good time with it.
3.5. But yeah, my album is great. You guys will love it. And if you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, come to my solo show, My Grandpa's Dad, the entire month of August at the Attic at Just the Tonic.
Ooh, and if you're not in Edinburgh, flights are cheap, baby. I've been looking.
Yeah, dude.
Go out there and see Patrick.
My best friend Shank and his wife are coming.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
Shank. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, I have some fun road stuff coming up. I'm going to be, like I said, in Escondido tonight. I keep forgetting the name of it. Basically San Diego at the Grand. And then I've got next weekend, I'm doing one of my favorite clubs in the world. One of the where I my second home, Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati. So come out to that. Then I've got Dallas Comedy Club in July. And some other fun stuff coming up. I'll be at Blue Whale Festival in Tulsa. Later in the year, I got Vermont Comedy Club, DC Comedy Club, or DC Improv. It's going to be a great time. So come out to a damn show, please. And get on the Patreon. We got that Discord cooking. Tommy, what you got?
Next weekend, 22nd to 24th, I will be at Zany's Comedy Club in Chicago, featuring for friend of the show, Rosebud Baker. It's going to be
That's
come
awesome.
Out to that.
Hell yeah. Nice. Go see Tommy. Check out Patrick's album. Come get on the Patreon. We'll see you guys next week. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Bye.